Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Mordechai Popsker. Glad to be with you tonight, and I'm looking forward to sharing some beautiful thoughts on Parshas Vayechi. Just the beginning, the opening word, we're learning, as discussed, for all of the Chayalim and the Chayalot, for success and for peace and for, God willing, everything good, everything b'seros tovos. Also, davening Leilu Nishmas, Freda Bas Shmuel Gadol, and Refu Shlema to Chai Rezo Bas Sara. And I'll pause for a second or two. Anybody who wants to have in mind, please do so at this time. Okay, so the parsha begins with the word Vayechi, that Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvatzer Shana. And those years were the best years of his life. He had everything that he could imagine. His children were surrounding him. Yosef was the king. He was able to see Nachas every week, every day, every month. He was busy with an upsharon and a chasana and a vart and a brismila and a badekin, and there's another chuppah coming up, another everything. They said, pen your bet. We said, can your bet. They said that you shouldn't increase, and we said, we surely will. And so this was the highlight of Yaakov's life. And so those 17 years, 17 is the gematria tov, these were good years. True, Yaakov had difficulties in his life. Yaakov's life was not easy. Yaakov had challenges, as Rivka Yemeno had intimated to him many years back, Alai Kilaf Rabani, that you're going to go through a lot. Alai, says the Graz, Vashetivos, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. In Parshas Mikates, we find that all this resurfaced in the sense that Yaakov Avinu is sensing that Shimon is now imprisoned. Yosef is demanding that in order for there to be continuity, Benjamin had to come forward, and everything seems to be falling apart. So Yaakov Avinu says, Alai hayu kulana. I've already experienced the tidal wave of despair and desperation, and I've had my share. I've lived through it all. I've seen it all. And so we turn to this week's parsha, and we say, my goodness, look how times have changed. Now the number 17 is a gematria tov. Those are good years. But we also know that there were prior series of good years that were interspersed when Yosef was in the home. Despite the challenges that Yosef and his brothers had with each other, the fact that they were together in the house drew comfort for Yaakov. You know, as the Pasuk says, that Yosef was 17 years old when he went to look for his brothers on that fateful day when he went out on that voyage towards Shechem to look out for Shlomo Chacha, to look out for the welfare of his brothers. So if you take the 17 and the 17, you end up with 34. The life of Yaakov Avinu was 34 years. 34 years of having the Tov in the beginning and the Tov in the end. The Tov in the beginning when he had Yosef together with the rest of his family, and the Tov at the end when he had Yosef and he had all the Nachas that he was able to enjoy. As we say in Shir HaMaalot HaYinik HaChomim, the times that we went through beforehand were like we were dreamers. And we say this every Shir HaMaalot and Shabbos, HaYinik HaChomim. And we were like dreamers, because when the good times will roll, and they certainly will, we just have to hold tight. When we think about the difficulties and the challenges that we've lived through and we've experienced, it'll be like a dream. It's almost as though it never happened. So the first Dvar Torah tonight is that the family is what unites all of us. The essence of family supersedes all the challenges that come about in raising a family. And for Yaakov Avinu, his life was defined by family. Everyone was together. And yes, it's true, like every family, there are differences of opinion. As my Rebbe would say, Kishim Shepat Yisem Shonos, Kach Be'o Yisem Shonos, just like our faces are different from each other, so too our ideas, our opinions. But we can always remember that just the same way the Bishama and Bethila would argue all the time in the Gemara, they still married with each other, and they still use each other's silverware and pottery. And that goes a long way. That means that these are healthy discussions, not bitter ones, and should never get bitter. So this message of family unity is not lost on the Avos. It's also found by the Imahos, because in Parshas Chayesara, remember we learned many weeks back that Vayu Chayesara, her life was defined by the word Vayu, which is the Gematria 37, which numbers the years that Yitzchak lived while Sarah was alive. So she had Shnei Chayesara, much like Yaakov had Shnei Chayesara. He had two lives. She had the life of Abraham and Sarah, and then she had a second life that was with Yitzchak. And those were the years of Sari Menu. So again, the Vayichi and the Vayu symbolize the beauty and the eternity of family and what that means for parents. When they see children fighting, it's never happy and never good to see that, and they always aspire that the children should get along. But when we move a little bit further, we know that the second thought that I want to share is on the concept of healing. And when a person is in the hospital and they're visited by someone, we take away 1/60th of that sickness. And in the beginning of the parsha, we learn that Hinei Avicha Chola, your father Yaakov is sick. Hinei is the gematria, Hei Nun Hei is the gematria 60, which means that Yaakov had all 60 attributes of sickness. And this is the first time we are introduced to the concept of sickness. Yaakov Baruch Hu Shel'Amo, Yaakov brought sickness into the world. And you ask yourself, like, what benefit did Yaakov do? Aside from putting all the doctors to work and all the medical technicians, the nursing staff, and so many hospitals across the world, what was the benefit of Yaakov bringing sickness into the world? The Chazal explained that Ruach Ba'apo Nishmas Chayim, that with the wind, so to speak, the air in the person's lungs, is the Nishmas Chayim, is the, really the soul that gives life. So that feeds the soul, that feeds the body. The body needs this in order to survive. And so we know that when a person would sneeze, we say today, God bless you, gesund. Or if you want to throw a little bit of Yiddish, you say, gesund zu leben, you should be healthy, you should live a long life. Why? Because many years back, before Yaakov Avinu's time, when a person sneezed and the air from their lungs left them, they passed away. And that's really just tragic and unfortunate, because the person never had a chance to set up the future. And now you see that Yaakov bringing sickness into the world, he was able to set aside time and to have the peace of mind to bless each of his children and to set the record straight and to remark to his son, you know, these are the things that happened when I traveled. I lost your beloved mother, my beloved wife. She's buried over here in Beis Lachem. But I'm asking, please, to take me down. Take me out of this place. Take me out of Mitzrayim. Bring me back to the place of our forefathers, Avraham ben Yitzchak. All these things were necessary for Yaakov to communicate in order to establish the future state. And there's a concept in the Gemara that says that when you have a ben zekunim visit you, it raises your spirit. It takes away that 1/60th. And a ben zekunim is defined as a father-son relationship, a parent-child, mother-child, mother-daughter. It could be a siblings that are understanding of each other, or it could be friends. So this week, actually, I was in the hospital visiting my mother, and I saw this young girl who was accompanied by one of her best friends. And we were all in the same room and together with another elderly person. And somehow we just helped one another by singing Zmiris in the hospital room and sharing some Divrei Torah that I was able to provide and some snacks from the Bika Cholim room. And somehow the Shabbos was really amazing. Despite being in a place like a hospital, it really transformed. So we lifted each other's spirits, and I think that we were able to take away that 1/60th. But in the Pesukim I'd like to share with you, you see it happen even more evident. It says, Oyigal Yaakov, Hinei Bincha Yosef Ba'alacha, that your son Yosef is coming to visit you. Ayishchazek Yisrael Ayishav Al Hamita. And Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Hamita is the Gematria 59, which means that up until this point, he was lying on his back, and he was weak, and he wasn't able to do much of anything. But the moment that he heard that his son, Yosef, his beloved son, his long-lost treasure, is coming to visit him, he summoned the strength to sit upright and to greet his son in the most respectful way that he could possibly do. And that's how you know, says Rav Shimshon Mashapoli, that you take away 1/60th of someone's sickness when you visit that person. I know I'm running short on time, but I just wanted to share one final thought. I did share some Divrei Torah before Shabbos about Asnas, but I also wanted to share one final thought that Rav Moshe Tendler had once said about the bracha by Yaakov to Shimon and Levi. You know, Yesa Kamayim, Yesa Az Chilalta, that when we look at the bracha of Reuven, we say that Yaakov Avinu is telling him that you have to be consistent, and you have to be measured and calm and collected, And because, you know, you didn't, that was transferred over to Ephraim and Manasseh. The whole discussion about what Reuven's bracha was all about. But then when we look at Shimon and Levi, we have something similar, but even a little bit going down another path. And that is the path that Shimon and Levi, Achim, Klei Chomas, Mechai Rosayim, and then the pasuk concludes with Achakim B'Yakov, Sa'afitim B'Yisrael. So a lot of people, when you look at these brachos, you start to question, what exactly is Yaakov doing? Is this an opportunity for Yaakov to deliver blessings or to disparage them? But there was something hidden over here, and that is that he never cursed, God forbid, Shimon and Levi, but rather he told them that you have to use your anger that you used in order to destroy Shechem when it took Dinah and abducted her. You have to find a way in the future to use that energy for a positive purpose and not for a destructive purpose. And so therefore, when we see later on, Shimon became a Lamde Tinukos. He became someone who taught children. Anybody who teaches children knows that they don't make a lot of money. To be a teacher, to be a Mora in a Beis Yaakov, or to, you know, to work in education, you're not really pulling in big bucks. Not like a banker or a lawyer or a doctor, but you have a share in the development of the next generation. And many people are so excited to do this that they give everything they have for this. And that is Shimon. He was Malamde Tinokos. He was given a Nachla, but he was given the opportunity to teach, which also meant that he wasn't so wealthy. Levi, on the other hand, was not given a Nachla, but he was Masharta Beis HaMikdash. He was somebody who was servicing the Beis HaMikdash. And when we think about Levi, we say, well, on the one hand, he was at the top of his game because during the daytime, everyone would come and ask him for guidance and, can you help me with this sacrifice? What is it that I have to say? Where should I stand? What should I do? How should it be done? And at nighttime, Levi would knock on doors and remind folks, hey, if you have any leftover miser, please share it with me because I'm the guy who takes it and collects it. And then they say, oh, yeah, sure, Levi, go to the back and take some bushels of wheat. And that's the miser that we have to share with you. So it's a very humbling experience to go from the height of the day where everyone's coming to you for guidance and support to then lean on your brothers and sisters and request their beneficence so that they can help provide food and nourishment to you, wife, and your family. And so doing so, Yaakov Avinu taught Shimon and Levi that you need to find balance and you cannot live on the fringe extremes. You have to try to find a common balance, the middle road, and pursue that approach. And so therefore, Achalkin B'Yaakov, when it comes to Shimon, we have to divide. Every community needs to have a Shimon in their community, someone who is going to be Melamde Tinokos, someone who is going to demonstrate Jewish pride, someone who has so much pride that they're willing to give it all back in the sense that they can inspire another generation. They won't look for the money as the motivator in their decision making. And then when it comes to Levi, Vafitzin Yisrael, we need a Levi in every community among Israel. And it's not just for the Aliyah that we hope to provide the Levi or the Kohen, but it's simply because of the fact that Levi, just like his older brother Shimon, was taught the measurement of balance and the message of being constructive as opposed to being destructive. And that is the beauty of the brachos that Yaakov conveyed over to Shimon and Levi. And just to recap, the words Vayichi, again, the good years in Yaakov's life when he was together with his son Yosef, despite the challenges, they were all good. And the end years of Yaakov's life when he was in Mitzrayim, combined, we see that that is the Gematria 34, 17 and 17. And that's Vayichi, that's life. And then the next one is, we said that Hine Avicha Chola, Hine is 60, that Yaakov had all 60 attributes, but when you visit someone who's not well, then Yaakov was able to sit up in the bed and communicate with the rest of his family. And the last thing we talked about is the bracha that we find by Shimon and Levi, that Yaakov Avinu was, in fact, reminding them not to allow their anger, or apam, he says, not to use your anger in order to motivate your decision making, but rather to be tempered and to find constructive, positive ways to influence the world so that we have balance and that we have discretion and that we have a sound and firm temperament. And with that, I wanted to wish that all of the Chayalim and the Chayalot should find success, that all of the Chatusim, all of the hostages should find their way home, Me'afela Liora, Yeshiva Degula, Hashta Bagala, Ruzman Karev. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best, Hatzlacha and Bracha this week, and may we continue to go from strength to strength.